But at last it was done, and they started walking through the forest. It was a slow journey, because the knight was not a good rider. Every time the horse stopped, which it did very often, he fell off in front. When the horse went on again, he fell off behind. Sometimes he fell off sideways as well, and Alice learnt not to walk too close to the horse. "Perhaps you should have a wooden horse on wheels," Alice said with a little laugh, as she helped him get back on his horse for the seventh time. "Do you think so?" the knight said seriously. "Yes, I'll get one or two, several." As they went, the knight told her about his many inventions. Alice listened with great interest, but found most of them hard to understand. She was thinking about his invention for turning fish eyes into buttons when she saw, to her surprise, that they had reached the end of the forest. "You are sad," the knight said in a worried voice. "Let me sing you a song to cheer you up." "Is it very long?" Alice asked. She felt that she had heard a great many poems and songs that day. "It's long," said the knight, "but it's very, very beautiful. Everybody that hears me sing it, either they cry or..." He stopped suddenly. "Or what?" said Alice. "Or they don't, you know. The song is called I'll Tell You Everything I Can. It's about an old, old man that I met one summer evening long ago while sitting on the grass." Years afterwards, Alice could still remember very clearly those strange moments. The knight's gentle smile as he sang, the sunlight shining on his armour, the horse quietly moving around, and the black shadows of the forest behind. She stood and listened very carefully, but she did not cry. It was a sad song, certainly, and as the knight came towards the end, he seemed lost in his own sad dreams.